بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، ما بعد. عن أمير المؤمنين أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب بن نفيل بن عبد العزى بن رياح بن عبد الله بن قرز بن الرزاح بن عدي بن كعب بن لؤي بن غالب القرشي العدوي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: إنما الأعمال بالنيات، وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى، فمن كانت هجرته إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله، ومن كانت هجرته لدنيا يصيبها أو امرأة ينكحها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه، متفق على صحته. This hadith is narrated by Umar bin Khattab رضي الله تعالى عنه that he says, I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that verily actions will be judged according to the intention, and each individual will receive that which he intended. So the one whose hijrat is towards Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his hijrat will be for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the one whose hijrat is for this world, for the dunya, he will receive it. Or for a woman, he will marry her. So his hijrat will be for that thing towards which he made hijrat. In other words, that which he intended towards. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala explains the background behind this hadith, why inference is made towards hijrat. Before I give that explanation, we should understand this hadith in its context. We find that after iman for the Muslims of Makkah Mukarramah, those who had brought iman on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after iman there was no action that was more superior than making hijrat. Literally, hijrat means to leave something. To Sahaba Ikram of Makkah Mukarramah, in that context, it meant leaving Makkah Mukarramah, migrating, leaving their livelihood, leaving their belongings, leaving their homes forever, and migrating to Medina Munawwara for the sake of the protection of Iman and for the sake of the propagation of Deen. So this was the most superior action which anyone could do at that time after Iman. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains the particular inference to hijrat in this hadith. He says there was one sahabi by the name of, there was one sahabi who had proposed for a woman whose name was Umm Qais radiallahu anha. She was a resident of Medina Munawwara, and she made it a condition. She said, I will only get married to you if you will migrate to Medina Munawwara. So in order to marry this woman, the sahabi made hijrat. Obviously, he made hijrat for the protection of his iman also, but in his intention, he had included this, the marriage of this woman. So he became known after this as Muhajir Umm Qais, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And referring to him, in order to explain to us how delicate this aspect of niyat and intention is, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who made hijrat for a woman or marriage, his hijrat will be regarded as being for marriage rather than being for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that this hadith is a very, very famous hadith. In fact, it is amongst those ahadith which are narrated with what we call tawatur. Tawatur is a terminology which the muhaddithin use that when a hadith is narrated by many, many sahaba, something that is narrated by so many sahaba, there is absolutely no doubt with regards to its authenticity. And this is amongst those ahadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam very often in his khutbah, in his sermon, he would mention. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu also, from the member of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would repeatedly mention this hadith. Ulama regard this hadith to be very, very important. In fact, they say that it is one third of the, some ulama say that it is half of all Islamic teaching. Some say that it is one third. Abu Ubaid rahimahullah used to say that there is no hadith that is more comprehensive, more beneficial, and more independent than this hadith. Imam Bayhaqi rahimahullah used to say that the actions of a man are basically carried out by three parts of his body. One is his heart, the other is his limbs, and the third is his tongue. And because this hadith pertains to intention which deals with the heart, this hadith is one third of all ahadith. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayhi, he mentions an ajeeb thing. He says that I wrote with my hands 500,000 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from this I extracted 4,800 hadith. And thereafter I extracted four ahadith which I find is sufficient for a person's dunya and akhirat. And which are these four ahadith? Amongst them is this hadith. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَىٰ. That actions will be judged according to one's intention, and each one will get whatever he intended. The second hadith, الْحَلَالُ بَيِّنٌ وَالْحَرَامُ بَيِّنٌ. That halal is clear, that which is permissible is clear, and that which is haram, impermissible is clear. The third hadith, مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِي. That it is part of the beautification of the Islam of a person that he leaves out, he shuns anything which has no benefit to him. And the fourth hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. That no person, iman will be complete unless he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. In any case, my respected brothers, this is the day of Jumu'ah, as we are well aware. We should try and increase our salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also try and read our Surah Kahf and Surah Hamim al-Dukhan. It is mentioned about these two surahs. One is Surah Kahf, we will be protected. Least of the benefits is we will be protected from the fitna of Dajjal. Our sins from this Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah will be forgiven. Likewise, increasing our salawat and durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One particular virtue is mentioned about the durood after Asr Salah on the day of Jumu'ah. It is said that before we wake up from our place, if we read this durood 80 times, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Nabiyyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima, then 80 years sins will be forgiven and 80 ranks and daraja will be given to us in the hereafter. Allah give us tawfiq.